Thank you for calling customer support. Thank you.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicki. How can I help you?
Hi, Vicki. I just was going over my statements, and I noticed a charge from Better Wellness. I don't even know what it is.
Okay, I'd be more than happy to help you with that, ma'am. May I have your zip code, please, so I can locate that account, ma'am?
Yeah, 92708.
Okay. Just one moment. Okay, what's your first and last name?
Mary McGowan.
Okay, I see you right here, ma'am. Can you verify your shipping address for me, please, Ms. McGowan, for security purposes on your account?
Yeah, my shipping address is 17911 Bouchard Street.
Mm-hmm.
Number B120.
Yes, ma'am.
Fountain Valley, California.
Thank you so much. Ma'am, do you recall this charge was made on 3/7, getting an email or doing a survey that where they told you you want a free Dyson's 11 vacuum cleaner and they asked you to pay the shipping?
Yeah, I never got any Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Right. You know, there was a sweepstakes, ma'am. You didn't win it, but they sent out a notification saying that you've been picked or you're in a sweepstakes saying pick a gift and you chose the vacuum cleaner. All I know is it states that it's this, you've been enrolled in a mobile food app. They call it Bites Hub. And it's just an app that encourages healthy eating by giving you tips on how to cut sugars and carbs. You have to be enrolled.
I can't be enrolled in anything like that because I'm on a specific diet.
Okay, it's not a diet.
I'm 80 years old, and I am on a specific special diet.
Yes, ma'am.
Not your program. I can't be enrolled in any of this. I've just had a problem with my Wells Fargo account. I'm having problems with all my accounts. I don't know who's gotten a hold of me.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, they offer this for $20 a month if you'd be interested in it. It's not a food program. It's an app that just encourages healthy eating by giving you recipes and things like that. They offer for $20 a month if you like to keep it.
No, thank you.
Okay, let me get you canceled out, ma'am. Give me one moment, okay, ma'am?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay. I have a cancellation number for you, Ms. McGowan. Do you have something to write it down with, ma'am?
Hold on just a minute.
Yes, ma'am. Take your time. Take your time, ma'am.
Okay,
Ms. McGowan, your cancellation number is going to be C as in cancel.
Oops. Hang on just a minute.
Yes, ma'am, take your time. It's part of what's wrong with the world today. Everybody's in such a rush. I'm not, and you don't need to be either. Take your time you need, ma'am.
Hello? I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, I was just saying.
My pen broke.
Oh, your pen broke? Is that some type of omen?
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Your cancellation number, Ms. McGowan, is going to be C, as in cancel.
Mm-hmm.
Now my screen went away. Wait a minute. Cancel. What's really going on? Okay, your cancellation number, ma'am, is going to be C as, okay, come on, computer, don't do that. C as in cancel, 920-469, and the last three digits are 229.
Okay.
That's your cancellation number. You're going to receive a cancellation confirmation email, and you mentioned that you said your Wells Fargo card was kind of compromised. Now, for this charge
right. Uh-huh.
of 59, 89, which is what they charged you, ma'am. Have you contacted your bank, or did your bank contact you in reference to it?
Yeah, they called and said that these charges were whatever.
Okay.
That's why I'm on the phone today.
Okay, but you haven't disputed the charges, is what I'm trying to ascertain.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You have not disputed them, right? They just told you to call us and see if we would resolve it. Okay. Well, I refunded that money back to your card, Ms. McGowan.
Okay.
It will take 3 to 5 business days before you see it back on your card, ma'am. I also sent you a refund confirmation email. I sent that to McGowan. Wait a minute. No, McGowan Mom at gmail.com. And I sent you a cancellation confirmation as well to that same email address. Ms. McGowan, please allow 3 to 5 business days before you see that $59.89 back on your card, and anywhere from 24 to 48 hours before you receive that email stating that you've been refunded and canceled.
Okay, great.
Is there anything else I can help you with? Yes, ma'am. My pleasure, Ms. McGowan.
That's it. I'm just, you know, I'm usually so careful, you know, and I don't understand where it's coming from.
Ma'am, you can go on a site today and not even put in your information in some type of way. If you have your information already in your phone or on your computer, it'll already extract the information and you'll be enrolled in something before you know it. I just stay away from all that stuff. If I get an email saying I won something or pick something up and I know I haven't ordered anything, I don't respond to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I don't even order things like off Amazon or anything.
Me either. Uh-uh. I'm afraid. They got me shell-shocked. They made me a believer, so.
Okay. I appreciate your help.
Yes, ma'am. It was my pleasure, Ms. McGowan. You have yourself a very good afternoon and stay safe, ma'am. Thanks for calling customer support.
You.
You're welcome.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
You're Bye-bye. Welcome. Bye-bye.